they were, please come sit up here. Last week in Sunday school, we talked about what we would say if we had been seeing Jesus come by. It would be kind of an odd thing for all of us, we decided. But do you remember what you said you would say, Cameron? Okay. Praise the Lord. Jesus is here. So we have put all these guys out, people, characters, out next to our pile of rocks because we weren't going to let the rocks cry out. We would do it. So we have all our little speech bubbles and our people. Simon, what did you say you would say? Do you remember? Find your guy. Hi. Hi. Yeah, that would be, right, okay, I would do that. So we have, wow, Jesus is here. Hi, Jesus. And some of us were a little more, I don't know, prepared, I guess. Jesus, help me to sense your presence whenever it's hard. I'm like, no, I don't think I would have made that entire sentence. I would have been, you know, stunned. And then we even had a really clever artist who created a Pharisee, because that crowd wasn't saying the same thing, right? We have all these people celebrating, woo, Jesus, yay, waving our palms and whatever, celebrating. But the Pharisees were saying other things, and if you look at that later, you will see that there aren't any actual words there, carefully created, like the cartoon guys who say words we don't print in the paper. Right there. So the Pharisees are saying those kinds of things. And so there's two parts to today. One is that celebratory thing, like Ms. Linder said. We got that both and. But I want to talk for a minute about what happens when the story doesn't turn out the way we plan. How many of you were hoping for snow on spring break? Anyone? Thank you, Brian. Okay. Always one. Most of us, not so much. And like, what? It's spring. I got out the shorts. Why is there snow? This is not the ending to the story I had hoped for. So you two guys are kind of stuck here, sorry, with me. But think of a story that you know the ending to, like a Disney movie or something like that. Can you tell me the name of a story?
There's a lot. I like, one of my favorite books is called How to Catch a Giant Invisible Cat, I think.
How to Catch a Giant Invisible Cat. I'm not even going to be able to guess how that story is supposed to end. Of course they do. And so if you got to the end of the book and you were expecting them to catch the giant invisible cat and instead you turn the page and... Is that what happened? If the cat ate them, you would be surprised, right? Maybe you wouldn't, but the rest of us would be surprised. When the story doesn't turn out the way we plan and the way we've expected, it really is kind of annoying. How many of you have ever seen the movie The Princess Bride? Okay, most of us. There's my favorite part. Have you seen that movie? Okay, so my favorite part in that movie is when the grandfather is reading the story and the kid in bed is like, no, grandpa, you're getting it wrong. The grandpa's reading the book. The kid's listening to the book and he says, that's not how it's supposed to go. He's not supposed to get the princess. Humperdinck can't win. This is wrong. And the grandfather says, I see you're a little upset about this. Would you like me to stop reading? No, but you're getting it wrong. And I've imagined that sort of emotion to be what most of these people, not him, most of these people are feeling at the end of the week. You're getting it wrong. this is not the story we were anticipating. What did you do? We were expecting Jesus to win. And that is not how it turned out. If you need another example of this, I have this very clever book, but it's much too long to read here, called The Frog Prince Continued. You know, the guy's turned into a frog by the evil whatever, and the girl's supposed to kiss him, and then what is supposed to happen? At the end of every fairy tale, what is supposed to happen?
They live happily ever after.
Yes, that is what is supposed to happen. It doesn't. It doesn't in this book, and it didn't for these guys. They're all like, they do. But by the end of the week, when Jesus gets arrested, they are not happy anymore. So, go to Sunday school, please. There we are. And find out how they're going to be feeling at the end of the week when Jesus gets arrested. It is not the story they thought they were writing.